It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
103.9985 at mypigradio.com. And, of course, the morning show is brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Alan Brown and the crew will take care of you. They are your local financial institution of choice. They're stronger, they're smarter, and they're sensible. And this morning, we got two guests coming in today. But our first guest today is Bill Scurlock, owner of Pecan Point, downtown Texarkana. Pecan Point is located right next door to the historic Perot Theater.
Yeah.
Great location for that. Bill, for people that don't know anything about Pecan Point, tell us a little bit of the origins of it. When did it get started? How did it get started? Why did you start it?
A friend and I decided to start Pecan Point because we were both homebrewers, and people liked our beer, and we wanted to brew our beer and sell it. In order to sell it, we have to have a restaurant in Texarkana. So that's the origins. We found an old building downtown, which was a natural fit, we felt like, for a brewery, and it happened to be right next to the Perot Theater.
It's a great location.
So it's a great location. So we sort of built our restaurant around our location.
Right.
We had a lot of help from food people in town. We've had probably at least 3-4 chefs that have had input into our menu over the years. And so we provide good food, and we provide beer made in-house.
Yeah, I didn't ask you during the Facebook, but when we did it on Facebook a little while ago, but it's kind of like you got into it because you like making, you know, the home beer. But you obviously, the great food, because I've heard so much about.
And the casual dining atmosphere is really captivating.
You had to have gotten some good input and some good help from chefs, right?
We did. We try to keep it more traditional pub-related food, but we elevate the food item. So you give, you know, you have some unique things that you don't get anywhere else.
Yeah, talk about some of the, because you talked about, talk about some of those food items that sound very delicious and unique.
Yeah, well.
The something about the cranberry?
Oh, raspberry chipotle burger.
Yeah,
raspberry chipotle burger.
That's
with
close.
Raspberry chipotle sauce on our bacon cheeseburger with fried fried jalapeno rings.
Now, see, that sounds very, very unique, but it sounds very, very delicious to me.
It's very delicious. It's one of the most popular menu items.
Right, and you're talking about your fries being one of your signature items.
Yeah, duck fat fries.
Every time I have somebody come to town, you're on my destination route, and we always get the fries, and then they pick out whichever brew. They do love the pecan one.
She's from Idaho, Canada, and places north, so a lot of times she's going, pecan! And we're going, I'm going pecan down here, lady.
There you go. Yeah, it's interesting. I had a friend that bought my other business several years ago. He asked me one day, how do you pronounce pecan? And he asked me via text, and so I texted him the word, pecan. And he's from the South. I thought it was a Yankee thing.
I thought it was
too. Not, but no. He's from Macon, Georgia, and they pronounce it pecan.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they got it wrong too. But a lot of unique and a lot of interesting food items. But you know, you opened it originally because of the breweries and the brew. What are some of the specialties you got there? As far as your brews are concerned,
well, we offer right now there's 9 of our house brews on tap, and we go from light to dark. The State Street Blonde, La Harpe Cream Ale are the lighter versions. We don't sell light beer, as in Bud Light or something like that. We don't brew that, but you know, usually people can find something that they like. The Pecan Point is in the mid-range. Pecan Point Ale, it's a British brown ale, is the base. Created a Marzen beer this year, which is a traditional Oktoberfest beer. that is selling very well. It's very popular, and it's in the mid-range as far as body, and it's not too bitter. Doesn't have a lot of hops in it. Have a couple of IPAs, which are very hoppy, and some people are really drawn to those. And mm-hmm. then we go to the dark side, which is the Grim Porter and Bell's Dairy Milk Stout. Both of them are heavier and darker colored beers.
Well, everybody's
nice wintertime beer.
Everybody's got their favorites. Everybody knows what they like.
Yep.
Well, stay with us. We're going to talk more about Pecan Point as we continue, and more of the best and the most country is coming up next. Stay with us. The Possum, George Jones there. She's My Rock.
Aww.
I wasn't talking about you, Anna.
I'll assume it was.
Okay, on the pig, 103.9985, mypigradio.com. This would be the news time, but we've already done news a couple of times this morning, brought to you by our good friends at DeLauder's Grocery Store, serving your family since 1977. DeLauder's in Maude. They got weekly specials on their beverages and groceries, and you can check it out on their Facebook page. And, of course, they got that tremendous meat market where Anna gets the supplies to make that wonderful meatloaf.
Crown chuck.
That she makes. Yep. But anyway, we're going to not do the news this time. We're going to continue our interview with Bill Scurlock, the owner of Pecan Point, the fabulous restaurant and brewery downtown Texarkana, right next to historic Perot Theater. And speaking of historic and history, you were telling us earlier when we were talking on Facebook that a lot of the names that you come up with for your different items have historical meaning to them significantly as far as locally and around the area. Talk about that. You began Pecan Point. That's a historic.
Pecan Point was one of the earliest significant Anglo-American settlements in this area, located on the Red River in the north of DeKalb.
Mm-hmm.
And the Americans started coming in about 1813. Then most of them came from Tennessee and Kentucky.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That was the time they were moving west from mm-hmm. there, looking for land, looking for a way to make a living. And so anyway, the community no longer exists. The north side of the river was moved. The Anglos were moved out by the federal government to make way for the Indian coming from the southeast,
right?
When the Trail of Tears and that kind mm-hmm. of thing.
Yeah.
History.
Yeah.
And of course, nowadays, like me, I'd only heard of Pecan Point from the fact that they say, "Well, the Red River at Pecan Point is at flood level." That's yeah. one of the gauge areas where they gauge the river. Mm-hmm. In our, it's in Northwest Bowie County, right?
That's correct.
All right. And some of your items that you have on your food and menu list and everything is historical too. Right?
So the brews.
The brews? Is that what?
Well, yeah. I name all my beers. Yeah. Name all my beers with historic names. La Harpe Cream Ale, named for a Frenchman who came and built a trading post for the Caddos in about 1715. Bell's Dairy Milk Stout was named for Bell's Dairy on North State Line in about in early 1900s. And that was on my mom's side of the family, the Bell brothers.
The Grim, too, right?
The Grim, yep. Grim Porter, named for Hotel Grim.
Which is getting renovated as we speak.
Main Street Margin is just, it's alliterative, so we use Main Street, which is where we're located.
Right.
State Street Blonde is named for the same street, because originally Main Street was State Street.
Oh, I like that.
And
I didn't
they
know
changed
that.
It in the 19-teens. They started changing the name to Main Street. I think there was probably confusion with State Line.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And State Street was downtown. It was one block off State Line.
Gotcha.
I think that's
that
why
would get a little confusing.
So anyway, yeah. All you know, I try. Oh, Swamp Poodle IPA. Swamp Poodle was on the western edge of downtown Texarkana, where the creek is,
uh-huh.
and it's real swampy and low.
Right.
And because it was real swampy and low, it was, the land was cheap, and the red light district opened up down there in the early 20th century because,
That happens.
You pass over the Swamp Poodle Creek sometimes, Anna, when you're driving around.
I do?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
You do.
You'll have to show me.
Yeah, I'll point it out to you sometime.
All right. I like that. I like all the history that we
learned. I like how you've tied the names to the history around this area. And you were talking about the fact that you're a history buff. And,
right.
And that's good because I love history. I love geography and things like that. And so has COVID-19, has that put a big crimp this year for you? Or has it been...
It has been a challenge, mm-hmm. yes.
Yeah.
In fact, we're still operating under our COVID hours, mm-hmm. for lack of a better term. We're open from on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We open at 5.
Mm-hmm.
We used to open at 11.
Right,
serve
right.
All day long, but the COVID just killed activity
right.
downtown.
For now.
And so the best thing for us to do right now was to cut back on the hours. And so Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we open at 5. Friday and Saturday, we open at 11.
Okay. All right, there you go. Yeah. And we're looking for that wonderful vaccine.
Yes.
The Dr. Fauci's talking about. So,
yes.
So we can get rid of that and get back to normal. Stay with us, and we'll talk more about the Pecan Point, and you and Anna can play a little game as well.
This will be fun.
We love to play games. On the Pig, 103.9985, mypigradio.com. Talking with Bill Scurlock, Pecan Point, the famous restaurant next to historic Pro Theater, downtown Texarkana. Yep, if your heart ain't busy tonight.
Nope.
English teachers love that. Ain't
yes,
busy
sir.
Tonight. That's Tanya Tucker on the Pig. And coming up, hopefully before we get to 9 o'clock, we'll throw in another Christmas song for
okay.
you out there. Getting into the holiday spirit. We've got Bill Scurlock of Pecan Point, the brewery, and, of course, the restaurant. I'm gonna have to try the raspberry burger
okay.
thing. Okay.
All right.
That's all I can remember is the raspberry burger thing. I'm gonna try because I've had
maybe
the duck,
this Saturday.
I've had the duck fries and I love the duck fries.
Yeah. This Saturday we're gonna go to the Texarkana, Texas Police Toys for Tots distribution. So maybe this will be the light at the end of the tunnel.
I think it would be the light. Okay, Bill. I'm sure she didn't warn you ahead of time.
Nope.
Because she never warns the guests ahead of time. But
nope.
But we're going to play a little game. Mm-hmm. And everybody out there in Radio Land can play along with you and Anna. And the one that happened to come up today is Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? You remember that TV show they've had on
right.
before? It's questions from a standard fifth grade curriculum. If you get 4 out of 5, well, you get to move on to the sixth grade. If you don't get 4 out of 5, I guess you have to go to summer school or something like that.
I think we're going to do well.
You'll probably do well. I don't see any big math in here,
okay,
so that's good.
Math is the one that gets me.
All
right.
History to start off.
Perfect.
Which of the following came first? Okay. Came first. Was it A, the Victorian era, B, the Renaissance, or C, the Middle Ages? Which one of those three came first?
I'm going to go with Middle Ages.
Middle Ages.
There we go.
Y'all are right on it. Middle Ages is correct. About how long did Thomas Edison invent his light bulb?
How long ago? Okay, so how many years ago? Okay.
Yeah, you got to think about it. I don't remember what year it was right now off the top of my head, so you got to think about this. Was it about 100 years ago? Was it about 140 years ago? Or 175 years ago when Edison patented the old light bulb?
What are you going to say?
175.
I'm just going to go with the middle one.
You're going with the middle one.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's see. Well, it was 140 years ago, so that was the middle one. 1879.
I was
1879. Wow. All right. The Great Sphinx of Egypt has the head of a man and the body of a what? Is that an A, a lion, B, an ox, or C, a tiger? The Great Sphinx of Egypt.
Well, it's not an ox, and it's... Oh, could be a tiger or a lion. I don't remember which.
I would say lion.
Okay, let's go with lion.
Well, it's good that you followed along with Bill because he's right.
Yay!
It was a lion. Everybody has heard of email, obviously.
Right.
But what does the E in email stand for? Is that A, express mail, B, energy mail, or C, electronic mail?
That's too easy.
Let's go with C.
Yeah. We'll
I think a first grader could get that these days.
Yeah.
Or a kindergartner. And the last one, and I think y'all will get this one.
Okay.
Well, okay. Leaves that turn yellow, red, or brown during the fall have lost their what?
Okay.
Have they lost their A, pigment, B, chlorophyll, or C, xylem?
Okay, we're going to go with the, for sure, not the one you couldn't pronounce.
Very good idea.
And I know it's not pigment, so it must be...
Must be B.
Must be the B, the old chlorophyll that gives it the green.
Right.
Yep.
You're right. Y'all did quite well. As a matter of fact, you're going on to the at least the sixth grade.
We're winners.
Good.
I know Bill's happy about that. He can go home and say, well, I'm going to the sixth grade.
Considering that he, what you used to do, you should know this.
All right. Well, once again, for those that do not know, Pecan Point, located downtown Texarkana, right next door to the historic Perot Theater. They've got the great menu items as far as the food. And, of course, he got into it for the brews, the great atmosphere. Give us your hours again that are you're currently open right now.
Yes. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we open from 5 to 9. Mm-hmm. Friday and Saturday, we open from 11 to 10.
All right. So if you want to get a little lunch or brunch or whatever on Friday and Saturday, you can do so. If you want to go just during the evening strictly, you got the weekday nights for that as well. So thank you for coming in. And I've always been fascinated by this because I've heard people talk about it over and over and over again. And when I finally got to try it out, I see why.
Right. And the staff was really helpful every time I've been there.
Oh, yeah.
And
I know. It's
kind of like. Explained everything to my guests. Like, they make it kind of a whole deal. It's like really nice to go
like,
there.
What is it? They know what they're talking about.
Right.
So thank you for what you're doing, and thank you for coming in. And like you're welcome. You were one of the initial people that kind of restarted downtown Texarkana. So appreciate it.
Yes.
All right.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.